Before we even get into this episode, guys, you can see the Seated Set has completely changed. And this is brought to you. This is sponsored by, gifted by, blessed to us by, One Park Upholstery. Yeah. If you guys need a couch in any shape or size, hit up these amazing brothers. They came to the studio and said, guys, I need something special. They said, give us a picture. I'm like, a picture? That's all it takes. And Buddy and I were there scrolling on Pinterest. We sent them this. They've never made anything like this before, but it literally looks perfect, guys. This is a modular couch. You guys will see it on this episode, how it's going to change. It can be a three-piece, it can be a two-piece, it can be a one-piece. And I want to say the link is in the bio. Order yours now. It is on sale, so you don't want to miss out, guys. If you've been waiting to make that purchase, now is the time because it's Black Friday, all these amazing things. So One Park Upholstery, you're the guys. Thank you for this beautiful couch. And hope you guys at home, Cedars, you guys see that we are riding for these guys. So get yours today. Shoot. XS Shopping, who's welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Tadarampedi. And as you guys can see, we are seated in something a little bit softer today, something a little bit more comfortable today. One Park Upholstery did us such an amazing job, such an amazing big one. I don't know how to call it, but guys, they've given us the couch we have been crying for.
A molecule couch.
Modular.
Molecule couch.
A modular couch.
Modular couch.
So what that means is that the couch can sit like this. It can sit as a one standalone. It can sit as a two. It can face each other. You can move it around. You can make it low-key into a bed. Yeah, you can do that. You can make it into an L-shaped couch. And you guys can get this couch too. The link is in my description. You guys can WhatsApp them. You guys can check out their website. Anything you guys need, I definitely say WhatsApping them is the best thing. Yeah. All you need to do is send them a picture of what you want, and they will give you something that looks like this and or something that looks like what you want.
Please actually send me the number. It's not an ad, guys. I really need a couch.
Yeah,
please send
it to me. I got you.
It's not part of the ad, I promise you.
If you guys also do want the famous, you know, what's this? House of Rambedi white couch, they can make that for you too. It's very, very simple. They make it really quickly. That's what I love about them. And yeah, let's get into the episode. Today we're speaking
Sorry, okay. Let me ask you this.
So today we're speaking about something quite a bit tricky. We are going to talk about the moment that you realize that you should have left that relationship months before you actually did. You know, a lot of times you don't stay because you love the person. You stay because you fear starting again. So we're going to go into that on this episode. But of course, guys, before we can even do that, we need to go into the legendary, the most amazing section, which is the How Are You? I'm good. I'm having a smoochie. So the reason why I call it a smoochie is because
our dad,
growing up, my dad used to love buying smoothies from Virgin Active. Or was it Kauai?
Kauai.
I know it's Kauai, from Kauai.
Sorry, I don't pronounce the U, my bad. Kauai.
Kauai. And he used to call this thing a smoochie. Like, where's my smoochie?
Yeah, where's my smoochie? Never go buy me a smoochie. Please buy me a smoochie on Uber Eats.
Yeah, so now we on Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did leave university quite early.
Oh, yeah, kind of when you were young, Uber Eats wasn't around. You guys used to just call someone.
Oh, Wi-Fi.
What?
I didn't have Wi-Fi, like.
In high school? You had Wi-Fi in high school. It was just limited. Remember, they even say, off the Wi-Fi.
I was visiting.
Oh, so you went in the home when we had Wi-Fi.
So my sister made a pitch document to my dad.
Saying like we need Wi-Fi.
Saying why we need Wi-Fi, and I was going into university.
It was still a relatively, like, I know it sounds crazy, but it's still a relatively new technology to us.
15.
Yeah. Because I remember back then our parents used to believe in data. So everyone had like a data contract and then.
No, our parents hated internet.
No, we had data contracts, but they were limited. They were limited. So you only had like, what, 2 gigabytes?
BIS.
No, not BIS. I'm talking about like, you're going way too far back.
Yeah, anyway.
You're going way too far.
I'm good.
So in my time, there's printers. There's still printers. There's TV, flat screen TVs. Yeah. In your time, the TV still has a bit of an ass. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I'm good, bro. Really excited for December. I think this is a December where I have the grace from my romantic partner to not have to travel.
Yeah.
I've been
trying to. Big blessing, eh? Big blessing. No, it's a big blessing.
Why is it a big blessing?
That no one's like pressuring you or like.
Do you feel pressured too?
Always, bro.
Yeah?
No, that's the answer.
So I don't have to like travel anywhere. So, because I'm trying to save, right? I'm trying to make a big purchase, a big boy purchase next year.
Yeah.
I spoke to my team about it. I spoke to my parents about it. And they're like, you know what, dude? Finish something.
Yeah.
Then you can do. So I'm going to wait
And then
I'm gonna take him Bali's advice. I'm gonna wait.
Yeah.
Right. Then I'm gonna make the big boy purchase. I'm really excited. I think also me waiting to make this big boy purchase will allow for me to actually further build and refine and make sure that the company makes sense.
Also, motivating factors in our lives are important.
Yeah. So now I'm also know that I'm fighting towards this thing.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So when this thing comes,
I must be ready.
It's like I'm ready. So when it comes, I'll be even more ready.
Yeah.
I think it's very important not to put yourself in a situation where you want something and you're not ready for it. And then you take it and you think, because I was telling myself, I need a challenge. I already have a challenge, bro. I already have a huge challenge.
Every day,
To December Festivus feeling, I'm excited. I'm excited to spend more time with loved ones. Because I'm not traveling, I'm going to probably go see my dad a lot, see my mom a lot, visit my sister, spend some time with you.
Yeah.
Also spend time with my friends, Abu Percy, Sibo Matladi and Lucas, Abu Dreads, you know. Lucas is engaged. I don't know if you guys remember Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas is just got engaged.
Lucas is engaged. Best is also engaged. I don't know if you guys remember engaged. Best. So my friends are like, I don't know what they're trying to tell me. Like, they're engaged. So it's all really exciting. It's dope to see that they're growing, man. How are you?
I'm okay, man. Like you said, December's coming up soon. I'm super excited about it, but I'm also just experiencing year end faituku, and that's also just like hurting so much, like that year end fatigue.
Because
I think it's because I've been like going. So I'm currently a voiceover artist.
Yeah.
For this short series that I'm doing with MTV and F&B, right?
Yeah.
It's like a 10 episode series, 5 minutes each, right? So I've been going to an office at MTV, like experiencing office life again. But even though I'm not.
But don't you get treated a bit softer because you're the talent?
I do. They say, yo, like, you know, like, no. Well, at first, the first time, right? I went, they took me to the green room. There's a lady that asked me if I want sparkling or still water. I was like, still water. You know what I mean? I want still. Anyways, that's not the point. And then the second time came, and there wasn't a lady to offer me a sparkling water. Then the third time came, and I was sitting opposite Percy's desk now. Now I sit opposite Percy's desk. Percy sits behind me. Percy
works at MTV.
So Percy sits behind me. And they'll just be saying these crazy things, and I'll just make jokes like, yo, 64 is due, you know, 1 hour, 1 hour, 64. I'd be like, where the hell is 64? And I don't know what, I don't work there. So, yeah, experiencing that office life again. I'm so happy.
It must have been so cool. Like,
it's so dope, bro.
Because your friend works there.
Oh, dude, it's so dope. And they compare me to him all the time, and they love me. So I love that part especially. Like, when I walk into the room, they be like, Lebo, hey, how are you? Ah, Pez's not even here yet. You know what I mean? It's like early, you know, like when are you shooting? What's your call time? And I'll tell them that. It's at 12:30. I'm there at 12.
So you're a pick me?
No, I'm not a pick me. I just work hard and I arrive on time.
Like being chosen.
I arrive on time and I'm professional and I arrive on time. So, as I was saying, I like to get there early.
I think I might have got your smoothie.
That's an inside joke. Anyway. And Nelly tastes Nelly kick.
Yeah, son. Yeah.
Hey, bro. Anyways, I was like, then this is like my fifth, sixth session. I was like, dude, no, man. I never want to work in the 9-to-5 again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because these people, you know, these people are in the same office, same people every day.
Yeah.
Same people, same. Some don't change their deodorant smell. Maybe every second month they change their scents. And it's like,
what?
And it's like, you're in this like confined space. Anyways, I never had the fear of a desk job until that moment.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so that's basically how I am. I had a realization.
You are so anti-corporate ever since you left corporate.
Dude, it's so crazy. Like, and I loved corporate so much. Like, I loved corporate. And it hurts me a little bit. Sorry.
That's crazy. I think I would actually really, really enjoy corporate.
Yeah. I think you would too.
I think I would love corporate. I would love.
You know, you'd even be her.
Yeah.
You might even pick up things like golfing. Or fishing, bro.
Yeah, I think I would really enjoy corporate. Woo! I'm just playing. That's in my mind.
That's in your mind.
But yeah, so what are you doing for December?
Oh, yeah. So December, so I'm trying to split it up into, I need to spend time with my mom's family, my dad's family, my family, and then my girlfriend. So I'm going to Limpopo, hopefully Pretoria, and then obviously end of the year, I'm going to Drakensberg. For vacation.
Wow.
For 5 nights or 4
Drakensberg,
nights.
That's where the old boys' choir is, isn't it?
Yeah, so the choir is going to be horse riding in the mountains, boys.
That's so cool.
Hee-haw. Get a hee-haw, guys. Hee-haw,
that's
guys.
That's really cool.
Yeah, hee-haw. And I called mama. I don't know. People say on the podcast, I like to speak to about our parents. Like,
they're different.
Like, we don't have the same parents. I called our mom.
Yeah.
And I was telling her about the vacation and stuff.
What did she say?
She was like, that's so nice. You know, that's what life is meant to be lived for. You're supposed to have these brief moments in between of life to enjoy. And I was like, that really reassured me that I was like, ish. Even though this thing's expensive and I wanted to do something a bit different,
yeah,
I'm happy that we're doing it. Yeah.
That's cool, bro. I think it's really cool to take a break and also like get to the point in the year where you're like, okay, cool. Yeah. I've worked so much. I did spend money, but let me also just take a time to breathe. So that's really, really nice. I think it's good that you're doing that for yourself, Shem.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I'll get into it straight. Have you ever been in a relationship where you felt like it should have ended before you ended it?
No, I've never.
And how many times?
So I've never.
And what was her name?
So I've never felt that.
How did it make you feel?
I've never felt. I've never felt that way, but I've always been told
that's happening.
That my partner wasn't the right one for me. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, majority of the time.
I am the teller.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, whoever you were dating at the time was very vocal.
My partner.
Yeah, every time.
About your partner.
Yeah, every time. If it's just us, because just for context. Me and Tata used to live together. Mm. We used to stay in the same home. So obviously, if my partner's not there, we're gossiping about who's not there. If I'm not there, that's how gossip works. Like, whoever's not there, we talk about. Yeah. When Tato's not there, we're like, hey, that Tato guy. Hey, steers again. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, bro. It'd be dope, bro. I used to bump into like your high, like she's taking a shower, going to the room. Yo, did you eat today? No, actually, have you eaten? No, I'm waiting for Tato. Okay, go. You know what I mean?
Where was I? At
work? You'd be working or doing. Yeah. You used to do these Starbucks shifts.
I had to go work at the. Yeah.
So Tato used to go to Starbucks and like, because he said the house is too distracting, too many things. And it was. I mean, it's a crazy show. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I lost track of myself there.
So the question was
I lost track of myself.
Have you ever been in a relationship where you felt like you should have left?
Oh, yeah. So you guys always used to tell me this, but I've never
felt that way. I've never felt. Every person loved. I wanted to love until I died. Every single one of them. Oh, I never wanted to. No, I'm being honest. I'm being real.
Yeah.
I never wanted to love a person for.
Sorry.
I never wanted to love a person for like temporary. I was always like built fully this in. Built in feature of me that like, yo, my love is like lifetime guarantee.
Yeah.
So within saying that, I've never felt that way, but I have dated the wrong people. Of course. Cannot say that I haven't. I mean.
And you know, so crazy. You've always told me that, like, every time you're in a relationship, you love as if it's the last person.
Yes, yeah.
Like, you tell me that you believe when women say, like, yeah, we're in this forever. I'm like, what kind of fool is this? That can believe such a thing from a woman.
And I'm human,
like,
bro.
I'm
human, bro.
I always get so surprised at how human you are.
I'm so human, bro. Like,
for example, like, you see our upbringing.
Yeah.
Our father was quite strict, right?
Yeah.
We've spoken about this countless times.
Yeah.
So in me, that killed a lot of
humanity.
Human things in
same,
me.
Same.
Right? And with you too, but you still kept that, you still have this emotional, loving, caring,
trusting,
a little bit like vulnerability, childlike thing to you.
Yeah.
Which I think is so pure, and I wish I had that.
I wish I didn't, bro, because like, I hate this.
But your emotions get hurt.
I get broken.
My feelings don't get hurt.
I get broken.
I just get annoyed. I'm like, okay, I don't fuck with you anymore.
You do get hurt, bro. I've literally like seen you cry and all that stuff.
Whoa, cry.
Break down and finish the tissue, the roll.
Talking about how regular this is.
Go home, cry more at home.
This is a sign that Lebo's uncomfortable with you labeling him as emotional. So we're going to move on.
No, it's not a sign. I definitely think so. And it's been a huge thing that I've also had to like overcome.
Yeah.
Because like I said, like I've always loved, like I was in grade 10. I like to think of it like that.
Yeah.
You know, when you love grade 10, you really like, wow, this person's amazing. I've always loved like that. But as I'm growing older, I do see my capability of love, like how I love changing all the time. Because I'm just there like, dude, don't do that much this time. Mm. Don't do that now. Don't do this. But I'm realizing that, dude, you shouldn't be like that. Now you punish your present partner on your previous partner's mistakes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyways,
I mean, for me, it's a bit different. So I have been in relationships.
Yeah. That you've identified as.
Almost all of my previous relationships.
Yeah.
Where I stayed longer than I should have.
Yeah.
And that's just because, like.
How do you stay you know, I've never stayed longer than I should have because I enjoyed my stay. So how do you stay longer and you're not enjoying and you don't say anything? Like, exactly. What happens?
So now you get to a point in a relationship where you're staying, you're enjoying your stay. Now you stop enjoying your stay. But now you speaking out loud about your stay will negatively affect the other person. So most of the time, people like me, the reason why we stay for so long is because we're so scared to offend the other person.
Yeah.
We're so used to choosing this person and choosing this person's happiness that when it's time to choose your own happiness, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's hard for me, for example, let's say I'm dating CT now.
Yeah.
If I had to become unhappy to the point where I can't be with her anymore, it'll be difficult for me to say, yo, dude, baby, like I don't want to actually be in this anymore because you know how it's going to make her feel. So what I can do is speak to my issues to the best of the ability.
Yeah.
And hope that she changes. So I'm not quiet in my pain.
Yeah.
But I can feel that here.
Yeah.
Here I should have left. Like with my ex. Like there were so many signs, but I had so much hope.
Yeah.
I think the reason why people stay is because they have hope.
Yeah.
And they also have fear of disappointing the person. But there's so many other reasons too.
Me, I think I'm a little bit on the other side of that because I get this feeling sometimes that like, yo, you're finally the person that Mang Mang asked you to be.
Mang being your romantic partner.
My ex-girlfriend wanted me to be. In this new relationship. Yeah. You're finally the man you wanted to be. And this girl begged you.
Yeah.
Dude, she literally begged you to be this man.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you be that man? That's so I'm trying to tell you, I'm always on the other side that like, yo, I should have been a bit different in this relationship. So it's nice to hear what the girls are thinking about me. Like, I'm done, I was tired. you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, but I also feel like, of course, if we're looking at the psychology of staying too long, it's also like just the fear that everybody has, the fear of starting over.
Yeah.
I know that's always my biggest thing. Like, it's like, yo, I must learn, and like leave the favorite colors and stuff. I must just learn how to fight with somebody. Because guys, I don't mind learning your favorite color, learning about your passions. That stuff is actually exciting for me. I love learning new people, even in friendships and every day.
Yeah.
But for me to learn how you fight and how to communicate my feelings and to learn your new traumas and then unpack my traumas and work on the new traumas that came from the previous relationship is so like daunting for me.
I think for me, I look at it like, I think about all the things that you'd lay down and you speak about, like, I can't wait until you and your brother have a business together, or I can't wait for this. And you post relationship, I look back and I'm just there like, yo, like, we had so many goals, so many things I wanted to achieve with this person. And like, you never, and the present you has to sit every day knowing that you did want those things with that person.
I'm going to see a pattern with you. And please correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, go ahead.
So are you in the situation where you date somebody?
Yeah.
You guys will break up.
Yeah.
Maybe let's say they break up with you.
Yeah.
Because of A, B, C, D.
Uh-huh.
Now you're single. Do you ever feel like once you now achieve A, B, C, D, do you feel like going back?
No. Because that person wasn't patient enough for me to achieve A, B, C, D. And my current partner was.
Yeah.
And you reward those that come to work. You don't reward those
who left work.
Come to work. And that was also another hard thing for me to accept about. Sorry, the reason I'm speaking like all of this and holding my, because I'm being very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's something that I had to learn about relationships. It's not only you picking the person and putting in the work and trying to be the successful Mongol.
Yeah.
The person needs to pick you back.
100%.
They need to try to understand you. It's not about what they picture a relationship to be. It's about what you guys both picture a relationship to be. And I didn't have that. It was always...
Why do you think in certain situations there'll be a person that wants to leave and a person who's so flabbergasted that the person wants to leave?
So I've only broken up with like two people in my life. I've dated a lot of people though, but I've only broken up with two.
So you're the...
I'm always being dumped.
You're not the dumpy, you're the dumpy.
Yeah, but I've never like... Whenever they dumped me, it would hurt, But it would be better than me breaking up with the person with the two times I've broken up with people.
Yeah.
When you break up with someone, you must understand that there is a person who is finished, who's already done with the relationship, and there's another person who still sees tomorrow, who has a mindset that tomorrow is coming. And you just told them that, by the way, I exploded the sun. So we're always in darkness now. No more sunlight.
So they still have. So that person is confused because they still have hope.
Yes, yes. So they believe
that I love you forever.
Yes, yes. It's kind of like you expecting to get paid on the 25th, and then someone tells you on the 24th, tomorrow the payment is not coming. Unfortunately, it's like what? Hello, are you not aware I need that love? Are you not aware that I am prepared for that love? Are you not aware that I've made space in my account for that love? And you are now telling me that you are ready to have your own account when I have mentally, emotionally, physically prepared for
our
your
account
life.
Forever. And forever, by the
forever,
way.
Forever, by the way. And shoo.
I think, you know, when we break up with people, we don't see how hectic it is.
It's the most, that's why.
Especially people that I've never been broken up with.
Yeah.
Because I've never been broken up with. So I'll never know that pain. So now I keep dishing out that pain. And it sounds like the sun is, the sun exploded.
The sun explodes and you're in darkness forever. There's no more, you need to go find a new sunrise and sunset, my guy.
Yeah.
Because the day's over for us. The day is over.
I mean, I want to tell you about a time where I stayed even though I knew this chai.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I was seeing this girl. Also, my life is so public. So it's hard for me to tell a story without saying her name.
But I was seeing this. Love my life. Because I speak freely all the time.
I love my life too, damn. I was seeing this girl, man. And we really like were best friends, like yin and yang, like put us in a coffee shop, put us in a club, put us quad biking, put us putt-putting, put us in 30 seconds. Like her and I were just like compatible, like undeniable. But I felt like I was the only person in her life she enjoyed, right? So now I'm her friend, I'm her best friend, I'm her romantic partner, financial advisor, business partner, I'm her therapist, like coach, life coach, all of these things, right?
Mm.
And I'm starting to see that it's taking a lot from me, but I didn't mind because I love this person.
Yeah.
But what's also happening now is that I cannot live a life that includes a label, a friendship, other people, because they don't live that life like that. Mm. You get it? You get me? So what's happening is that, like, when I want to go spend time with Lebo, because this person is obviously either doing their thing or waiting on me because I'm the only person in their life, that waiting on me agitates them quite a bit, right? Mm. And then now I feel guilty for hanging out with Lebo or hanging out with these people.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I don't give them all of my available time, all of their available time, there's a lot of conflict.
Yeah.
So now I was in a situation where I knew that this person and I were compatible. I knew that we loved each other, but then they just kept only choosing me in their life.
Mm.
So now I had to stay because this person also only has me in their life.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like, that's when I think about the reason why I stay for 2 hours, that's one of the thing that comes to mind.
But you do know, if in an alternative world, if we were women, we would have called that partner a loser. That's a loser you're describing. A person, no life, no what. It's a loser. It's a person, it's a loser. So you dated a loser in that phase of her life. But now she might be a winner without you. That's the sad part about these relationships that we like have in our lifetimes. Yes, it means something. But you can take away from what that person's supposed to be actually doing.
Yeah.
Because they hyper-focus, because love and that's why I say compatibility is such like a double-sided knife.
Yeah.
Because you can be compatible with someone and ignore a raw like lifestyle. You can ignore certain red flags because compatibility is up.
Yeah.
Because we get along. Mm. But in reality, bro, that compatibility is actually killing you guys.
It's toxic, yeah.
It's killing you guys.
Yeah.
It's nothing worse. And I have become more mature in my life to be able to say that, like, oh, rah, some of the girls that I've dated, their lives are better without me. Because I think that we also, as people, we still hold that thing of like, Shem, she was the happiest with me. No, papa. Mm. She was not the happiest with you. Yeah. She gets happy for a Big Mac, equally the same that she get happy for a relationship. I'm telling you, after 2 years, the relationship is equivalent to a Big Mac in terms of happiness. Because she has new love.
Yeah.
New relationship, new ex, you become a Big Mac. Yeah. But in the moment, in the moment when you guys are together, it feels like the whole world.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like you left someone that did nothing wrong?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a girl who loved me for like, no matter what I did. And I was like the most evil, demonic spawn that ever came into her life. So that was sad. And I want to say this, guys, because women are not going to believe me, but men don't want to be bad in your life, man. I don't, I care about you. Like, I really care about you. It's just that I'm immature.
Yeah, I'm learning.
Not confident.
Yeah.
Financially instable. That also makes the mind do crazy things.
Yeah.
You're young also.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. I really, you know, there's times I want to post on my Instagram story. I'm so sorry to everyone I did wrong and what. I was still growing up or whatever. But yeah. You can't.
Yeah, so real. Let's actually jump into that moment where you've waited really long.
Yeah.
But you get to the point where you say, no, man. Now is the time for me to leave this relationship. That moment for you, how did you get there?
That moment is so heartbreaking, guys, because I always think about it like it's like a death, man. It's like, oh, this person's slowly dying to me.
Yeah.
Because you have to convince yourself that, like, I don't need them every day. Mm. I have to convince myself that the messages aren't important. Mm. Our routine is not important. All this stuff. And getting to that final part of finally allowing your mouth to pronounce the words, it's over, and, like, I'm breaking up with you.
Mm. And mean it.
And mean it. And stand your ground. Because, you know, when you break up with someone, there's that great debate.
Yeah.
And it might lead you to stay for another 2 months, a month, a week. But it is not easy. And every time I've gotten to that point, it's because I really saw myself saying, like, dude, the love I'm giving this person, it's going to limit the character that they are or limit my character.
Yeah.
I won't grow past this point.
Yeah.
That has always been my thing of like, yo, I just have to let go of this person. I can even see them. You know, when you even see your partner even happier.
Yeah.
Then when they're with you, you can picture it.
So crazy. You threw me into a story when I was younger.
Yeah.
It was Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And I was out with my girlfriend at the time. And we look at each other, we're talking, we're laughing. At the restaurant, she wanted to go to doing the things that she wanted to do. Yeah. And I'm bored out of my mind, right?
Yeah.
And I'm actually very irritated.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a moment, guys, I felt like a movie scene. Eh? We're there, sipping on some wine, she's eating her food. And she's just talking.
Yeah. And you just blurred like.
And then I swear to you, it went. Ooh,
yeah, it happens. Yeah? I know.
And then what happened to me in my head was I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm actually not happy. Mm. Mind you, guys, to give you context, I've been speaking to this person for 9 months about issues in the relationship. On how I want to be loved. And I wasn't getting that type of love. Yeah. Right? So I'm, what am I doing? Why am I even?
Yeah.
Then I'm upset. I'm like, I just want to have fun. Then I started saying, you know what? Every time I'm with this person, I'm here out of obligation. Then I go have fun with my friends.
Mm.
I see them. Then I want to go see Lebo and my Clyde and them afterwards. Like, that's all that's happening. And then Ash talking, I'm like, I remember, it's so crazy. Ash talking, see? I'm thinking. I don't even know what she's saying. I stop. I'm like, I think we should break up.
Oh.
Bro. Mm. I felt like a horrible person because it was Valentine's Day, like, dinner. But she was literally there like, what? I was like, yeah, I'm going to get the bull. I think we should break up.
Mm.
Got the bill, drove her to my place. I think her car was parked at my place.
Yeah.
She drove herself home. And then I was broken. And I felt so relieved.
Sure, the waiter felt so awkward when he came to the table and said, desserts?
Ooh.
Okay.
I felt so relieved. Like, my shoulders felt lighter.
Yeah.
Because I had been giving this. I mean, this relationship was so hectic because I was a guy that wouldn't speak to my friends about issues in the relationship, yeah? And then what would happen is that I would start speaking to my friends about it.
Yeah.
And I would cry every 2 months about it to my guys. Imagine crying to Dreads.
Boy.
Dreads. Guys, Dreads is one of my most, like, chalant, strong friends, bro.
Even cut his dreads.
That's how
chalant he is now.
I'd be there like, Dreads, I don't know what to do. Like, this hun says she will change. And then she keeps going back.
Yeah.
So I was living an obligation for months with this person. Months.
And people are like, you know, you're not the only person. This is a common reoccurrence in like SA, bro.
Yeah.
People stay with these people, they cheat, they what, they do the most horrible.
Imagine staying in this thing and you're staying loyal. And then that's why I felt so relieved. Yeah, bro. I just felt more like relaxed. But now let's get into the rebuilding part because you've been with this person for so many months. You have loved them even years and you clocked out. But now, when you clock out, yes, you're issuing them pain. You're giving them, what did you say, exploding the sun?
Exploding the sun. Darkness. It's darkness. Darkness only, yeah.
But it's also a certain sense of darkness for you too.
Yeah.
Because you're comfortable. I mean, the reasons why you weren't leaving in those months
is
now in full effect.
Yeah.
So what would you say is the best way to rebuild yourself? And like, what red flags would you say you've gone through in that?
Okay, so first I want to speak about like distancing yourself from your ex. Like once you guys break up, like once your story is over, your story is over. Like that acceptance.
That's the hardest part, eh?
That acceptance is going
so
to help.
So sweet too. And I mean, I saw you make a TikTok about this yesterday.
Oh yeah, the stranger one.
Hey, stranger,
yeah.
I was like, damn, so real. Like, you know.
Yeah. For context, I said, oh yeah, you guys will date. You'll date for long. You'll break up. You won't speak to each other for a month, 2 months. He calls you stranger and you reply. Mm-hmm. But you guys have, the joke is basically you guys have known each other. Yeah. So that's basically the vibe. But what I wanted to say, like, yeah, the acceptance. Accepting first and then healing from all the trauma and triggering and all that stuff in the relationship.
That you caused and she caused.
That she caused and you caused, for example, phones and locations.
Even
maybe.
Jealousy. You know, jealousy. I'm in a relationship now where my hand is not jealous about anything.
Yeah,
I'm even like, does this person actually like me or what's going on?
Yeah.
Kanti, that shows that she's mature and she trusts me.
There's things that you don't know how to identify with. Like,
I was wearing glasses actually before this. If anybody sees my glasses, please help me out.
There's things you can also see, you can identify with. You're like, oh my God, this person like comprehends like what I'm saying. Like, because sometimes when you speak to, you like when I compare my relationship now and compared to like, my ex, I see myself speaking to my girlfriend, and this is the case. Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. I apologize. I made a mistake, and it will never happen again. I aim to improve as
mistake!
A man.
Mistake.
My ex would hear, I hate you. I'm not sorry enough. I deserve better. And I literally said verbatim the same line. So,
and if you see what actually angers women a lot,
what?
And guys, like not being understood in conflict.
Oh yeah.
I've seen that like a lot of times we're fighting like, yo, dude, like I didn't mean that thing or that's not what happened. They are fighting. Does this guy actually understand me enough?
Yeah. Comprehension is a big thing.
And the reason why they blab so much because they're trying to help you
understand. Hey, whoa.
I'm scared of camera.
Ruby, come in, bro.
Ruby's scared of camera wouldn't make like just, thank you so much. Like, this person, bro.
Thank you, Ruby.
Oh, she even cleaned them. Shout out.
They look clean as hell, by the way.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But yeah, I agree. So I know for me some that's a beautiful red flag in the rebuilding phase.
Yeah.
The
healing, accepting. And then I want to go as far as to say, because there's people like me that are listening. The people that like I said, that love forever, care about you forever. And this is something that my current partner also knows about me. Like I love forever. Like I care about my exes. All that stuff, whatever. Obviously, now we care about them in a different viewing and light. So someone like, oh, I used to have a relationship with you.
Yeah.
But if you also like me in my earlier ages, blocking is okay.
Yeah, bro. I've got an ex that blocked me and she hasn't unblocked me since. So I'm like, yo, even at 2025.
I got unblocked by one ex this year that I did dirty like 4 or 5 years
ago. What does that mean to you? Does that mean
I don't know, man. For me, it's like, wow. Finally, like, she finally forgave me. Like, it's done now. Like, it's done. Like,
she's healed.
Yeah, like, because also you understand, we're content creators.
Yeah.
So blocking me is a necessity. Otherwise, you will see me.
You have to block the ad.
You're going
to
see
ad.
Me.
You're an ad.
I'm an ad in the community. So, you have to. But
And they have to block you and all of your associates, too.
Yeah. But I've never. But I went through the whole process. I've been through the process of blocking someone.
Yeah.
Right. And I want to say one of the most painful things ever. I remember the person, like, she called me, and this is just before I blocked her, and she was like, hey, Lebo, yeah, you're so upset. What's wrong? And I was just like, okay, cool. Listen, I'm going to say this once so you can understand me and understand me clearly.
Oh.
I never want to talk to you again in my life.
Yo.
Please don't ever contact me or anyone I care or associate with.
Damn.
Kind regards. Got off the call, blocked it. 1 month later, I was like, that was the meanest thing I've ever said to the love. You know what I mean? I felt so bad.
Yeah.
Because that's the hardest part about blocking someone. Maintaining the fact that they stay blocked.
Yeah.
And that was my last words to her.
So that means that the person that broke me doesn't necessarily that I hate me.
So hard. I'm protecting myself. Because I know that I'm so susceptible to that person's lies and and trickery.
Trickery.
That's a good one, huh?
Trickery is insane.
That's a good one. She's like,
made it into a witch.
No, on God, like that. Because I also say this, because the blocking thing, because I used to remember on the podcast, they say like blocking is so unfair, whatever.
Yeah.
But bro, I literally had to protect myself. That's like how much I loved that person that I could overlook so much.
Yeah.
And I think that's also very important in the rebuilding stage. Like, yo, bro, you need to love yourself more than you love your partner, low key. I know a lot of us fall into the pattern of like, we love our partners more than we love ourselves.
Yeah.
You feel me? Which is why we stay, which is why we...
I also see me like, when I go through that phase of rebuilding, I learn what I like.
Yeah.
Like you start doing so things true. For yourself too. Like, oh, I actually like, I actually hate, like, love com. Again, rom-coms. I was fed that constantly. I just felt obliged to watch
it. Because that's what people in relationships do.
I actually really like taking walks. I actually like hiking. Oh, I actually love paintball.
Yeah.
I actually want to paintball twice a week for the rest of my life. And that should be okay. Yeah. I shouldn't hear somebody saying, paintball. You get what I say? So it's like, I really think that the rebuilding parts, once you've stayed in a relationship for so long, is so important because you get to choose yourself. And last week we were speaking about like choosing yourself for the first time.
Yeah.
I think that episode really relates to what we're speaking about now. So if you guys haven't watched that episode, I definitely say go check it out. We did it with James.
Yeah.
And it was quite insightful, man.
I want to ask you a question actually. So in your current relationship, do you ever like in these, because this happens to me because I'm being very vulnerable.
Yeah.
I'll have these,
to be vulnerable too.
I'll have these like lingering emotions that hit me sometimes. I'm just there like, oh my God, like I did this ex so badly. I wish I could speak to them now and say, yo, ish, my bad, OG. Or that feeling of like, I wish I could just speak to them for like 5 seconds just to say, yo, dude, my bad.
My current relationship, no.
Well done, Tato. Good test.
I don't think about nobody besides my current partner.
No, I was telling.
But I'm joking, man. Of course, dude. Sometimes you'll think back and you'll be like, you know what, dude? I know for me, crazy enough, actually happened to me this week.
Yeah.
I was like, no, man, like, was I fair to this person? And I was actually engaging my partner in this conversation.
Yeah.
And she was like, dude, you've told me about this, huh? You told me about A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of the times when we think about somebody that we used to care for, we remember like how we used to protect them and love them, but we forget how much they used to hurt us.
Yeah.
Because all we've ever yearned for in that cycle of them hurting us
was their love and compatibility.
Mm. So I've seen that I've got a bad habit of forgetting all of the hurt that I've received from a romantic partner in the past. So I do have those moments, but then I quickly remember that they are full of trickery.
I think I'm going to add that to the list.
The best way to call somebody a witch now. Yeah. They're full of trickery.
This is also nice.
The trickery enabled.
Anyways, but I was saying, I think I'm going to add that to the list then. Like the act of forgiving yourself and your partner for all the negative and the bad that they did. Don't linger in that. Don't settle in that. Because I've had the bad. I don't have it anymore, but I've had the bad habit of taking the failures of my previous relationship and projecting it onto the next relationship.
Yeah.
So when you fail in like something as simple as communicate, where are you going? Like, yo, you're into a party. Where are you going?
Yeah.
I'm going to, I don't know. Give me a place. Moja Cafe.
Yeah.
Something as simple as that, like, now the next person you date, right? She's used to, in her previous relationship, she was in a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
So she's used to everyone just trusting them.
Yeah, hey, I'm going out. Cool.
Okay, cool. Enjoy. Not in my regime.
Not in my household.
My regime, you must give me the ID number of everybody. Yeah. So that's how it used to be.
Yeah.
So now being able to stop yourself, like, I literally have to stop myself sometimes from holding the previous negative emotions from previous relationships onto my current partner. I have to stop, like literally physically stop myself.
Yeah.
Because that's how bad it can get, bro. Like, because these people, you know, people used to tell us that like when you have sex with someone, you get like a, what is it called? That thing?
Soul tie.
The soul tie thing, this chat, the soul tie. I never believed them.
Yeah.
I never ever believed them. But I now know like a soul tie is not like your soul though.
Not a spiritual thing.
It's not like a spiritual. Like,
when we connect to that level, how am I going to forget you?
Yeah. It's forever. You know what I mean? Like, you can still, like, even if I sit now and I focus, I can still picture my relationship from grade 7.
Oh, I can't.
In full. And
you don't even have trauma, buddy. I can't think back, like, how it was with my first one, first year.
Really?
Let me think.
I can, bro.
Let me try.
I can. But the problem is,
I used to get angry that she used to take taxis every day because she had to leave and I stayed in Hatfield. So I wish she stayed in Hatfield. Okay, I do remember. Remember that she thought I'd never
buddy,
money?
Buddy, buddy, oh. Buddy, the exercises, if you remember or not.
Oh, yeah, I remember, sorry.
Yeah, so, wow. But, yeah, dude, do you see how easy it is? Mm. And it's exactly as you said.
Oh, one thing I'll never remember is the sex, sorry.
Oh, yeah, same, yeah.
I can't remember the sex. Same. Like, no matter how much I try, that I've even tried, but I can't remember the...
No matter how much I try... I heard you. You heard him, guys. Did you get him on audio? Did we get you on audio saying, no matter how much you try, that's when the clip is going to start. No, but that's a big thing. Intimacy. Yeah. I only remember like the joy. Like if I think to one of my first girlfriends I loved, I always picture the memory of me teaching her how to skateboard. Mm. I remember I used to skate.
Yeah.
And it used to be such a stupid thing, but it's like I don't skate anymore. Yeah. So that part of me that used to skate,
it lies with her.
If I see someone skating, I'm like, oh, rah. I used to skate Tatiana.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically, what I'm trying to allude to is like, how do you snap yourself out in those moments, bro?
Yeah, I don't have those moments.
I have those moments, bro. Like, I'm talking about when you're single, especially because we're talking about, again, now we're moving in the phases.
Yeah, I'm feeling.
I'm not talking about now. Now I'm.
I mean, geez. Those moments happen like straight after the breakup.
Yes, yes. So how do you like?
You can't fight them, bro.
Yo, that's your advice.
You need to let them simmer.
Yeah.
Then you need to do a very amazing exercise.
Yeah.
I forgive myself for my mistakes.
Yeah.
I forgive her for her mistakes. That was a beautiful memory.
But this
shouldn't hurt me because that reference will never go away. That tie to activity will never go away. I can't listen to certain songs from Division anymore. Oh. Do you get what I'm saying? Because they remind me of Tatiana.
Yeah.
But what I can say is remove the negative feeling towards those songs.
I want to ask you the most stupid question ever, but you're obviously going to say CK, right? Okay, removing CK. Now I'm thinking of their views. Removing CK, right?
Yeah.
You're going back in time.
Yeah.
Fresh. God says to you, like, in his holiest of thou voices, like, my son, only pick one girl that you will marry now, and that's it. Like your soul partner forever. Do you think that you would have still given those girls opportunities? The girls that you knowing everything that happened in the relationship, knowing everything, would you be able to forgive back in time? By the way, so she doesn't know that she's done those evil things to you.
Yeah.
So technically speaking, she's never done.
yo, I don't mess with a lot of people that I used to see. I mean, that's why it ended, right? Because they have
Krikari. Yeah. Because I'm alluding to something actually that I really realized.
I don't think so.
Maybe me, if I'm being honest, maybe one would fall out the net, and I'd say maybe like.
Then the rest you take them.
No. I'm saying like one would fall out the net. Like that's only maybe one out of them.
Nah, no. Honestly speaking,
about it, like double take.
Honestly speaking, nah, none of them. Especially me seeing the people they've become to this day.
Yeah.
The food.
No, but what I'm alluding to is that like it's so crazy that you say that, right? But in that time when you were actively choosing, you saw these people as 100%. Like, yo, this is my 100% the rest of my life.
Because in relationships are all like, we're fooling ourselves. I meet you, you're nice, you're smiling, you smell nice, fresh installation, you're wearing your best clothes. I'm doing the exact same thing.
Then week two, you see one lash come off.
I mean,
the other lash comes off.
I mean, even outside of the
ashes. Then week comes off.
Even outside of
their voice switches off.
Even outside of those like things, right? Because they do obviously play a part. Like someone that can't maintain themselves regularly, like what are you doing? That's weird. And you have to maintain yourself with like a wig and nails, but like look the part, look clean.
Clean.
For me, it's like you start seeing, okay, cool. This person actually doesn't know how to listen when I speak. They want to talk my ear off. Mm. So you see those things later. So what happens in a relationship is that we're met with this perfect person. Everyone's trying to impress each other.
Yeah.
Even date 7, we're trying to impress each other, but now we're trying to do things that are more cute. Then we start having sex. Then we're kissed. Now we're connected. Now there's chemical exchanges, right? And then we get to the point where every 3 days, you're seeing some piece of bullshit from that person.
Yeah.
So now you're seeing that I've got a temper. Bullshit.
Yeah.
You're seeing she doesn't like you talking to other girls. You talking to other girls. Bullshit. You're seeing that the guy is very jealous. Bullshit. So now the bullshit is simmered. It's spread out.
Yeah.
So obviously it's going to take 6 months to see that this is a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think like in those moments, it's unfair to say like, why were you staying? It was all bamboozled.
We were bamboozled.
But then it gets to the like that final like, should relationships just then be like nonchalant, boring?
Of course not. But there's some bullshit. I've said bullshit so many times. Yeah. There's some bullshit that you just can't take, bro.
Yeah.
There's some things you just can't take.
Yeah.
Like if I'm gonna speak and every time I speak you speak over me, like come on, we can't communicate. And I've spoken to you about it 4 times. Should I be with you? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe like 10 times. Because like things are difficult.
We've said it like on previous like podcasts. Like for me, the perfect relationship is like a like it's from a movie line, but the perfect relationship is like a good pair of sweatpants.
Yeah.
Like you can wear it home.
Yeah.
You can drip it out also sometimes and take it out and out open. You can, but it's always comfortable.
100%.
Like I've learned that you in your relationship, you're supposed to be comfortable. You're supposed to be at peace.
Yeah.
You're supposed to not stress. You know what I mean? Like, and even if you do stress, it's supposed to be temporary. Like, it's not supposed to be every single day.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that because I think like a lot of us and the people that are listening, they don't know how good a relationship can be.
They really don't.
We get stuck into these relationships that's like, yo, I'm not picking you because I love you only. I'm picking because I love you. I have access to you. You live close. You
smell nice.
You smell nice. What? All this stuff. But if I had all of those conditions met in another area, that person also becomes a perfect person.
Yeah.
So you need to learn. It's not about all that stuff. It's about how these people are making you feel, bro.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be every day feeling like not like it's a normal day.
Yeah.
Not like you.
Yeah.
I need to go do this. I need to go. Oh no, this sign is a, it needs to feel like you're just living your normal life. You as a person.
100%.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I agree with you.
I don't know if that 100%, makes sense.
100%.
Yeah.
And I think in closing, so I really thank the sponsors for today.
Yeah.
One Park Upholstery. This is a really nice couch, guys. Yeah. If you guys are in the Midrand area and you want to come feel the couch, please pull through. Come take a seat.
Yeah.
We spoke about them in the beginning of the episode. Amazing guys. Two young guys doing amazing things. They fix couches. They make couches. Anything that requires seating, they can do it for you. And all you have to do is literally send them a picture of what you want. There's been so many people that I've worked with in the past, and this is on like a personal level, that have made me couches that absolutely suck, bro.
Yeah.
Like it's like those things where what I ordered.
This is what I got.
Yeah. This is what I ordered.
Yeah.
This is what I got. So I give them that stamp that, yo, Tato says these things are dope. Give them a try, order from them. Amazing guys.
Yeah.
They're also based here where the studio is. So if you ever come past to go see them, come inside here and come see what's up to see it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, guys, we appreciate you. Please do subscribe. We have one more episode that will be posted for 2025.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we will see you guys next year. Happy New Year. If we don't post that episode, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Have an amazing time. We appreciate you guys so much for the year. It's been a good year.
Yeah. And just thank you guys. We are so excited for next year, where we're going to bring new energy for for you guys, new content, new guests. Sorry, what?
Yeah.
And we might have something special planned, but I don't want to talk too much about it now. Yeah. But it's something very special. But Happy New Year's. Enjoy those salted cookies from Seated with Levo and Tata Ramperi.
Sure.
See you next year. Seated.